Jane Mansfield left Biloxi, Mississippi on that ill-fated trip to New Orleans Wednesday night. She talked with reporter Al Shea of station WDSU, New Orleans. The interview, the last of Miss Mansfield's life, was made at the supper club where she was appearing. Like almost everyone else who dies a sudden and violent death, Miss Mansfield was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She says where she might have been in this conversation.
Miss Mansfield, just minutes ago, here at Gus Stevens in Biloxi, I was privileged, I think, with everybody else to see your act, which is the first time I have ever seen you in person. And I have to tell you, handle an audience absolutely beautifully.
Thank you. Thank you. Very, very sweet, Al. I enjoyed it, really. I think Gus is a wonderful person. I was here two and a half, three years ago for Gus, and I haven't been back since. And since I just completed a very successful tour all throughout England, fell in love with England. I'm supposed to be back there today, as a matter of fact. No one knows about that. But I was supposed to have left today, but I decided to come down to see Gus Stevens here in Biloxi instead.
Jane, other than you have been a superstar for so long, how do you react to the stories in movie magazines and tabloids about yourself?
Frighten me, actually. They're rather diabolical, some of them. Some of them are great. Some of them are a bit frightening, you know, especially the true ones. If they're good, you're happy about. If they're not so good, you're not happy about. But I feel that if you are loved by the press and the public, that you should be very proud of that love and do everything in your power to nurture it and nourish it both.
When you began your career, with the Broadway play, Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter, I saw you on Ed Sullivan's show. And all I had read about you and seen about you up to that time, because it was before the movie, before you got the 20th Century Fox contract and whatnot, was the girl that had a body and that was all. But I can remember that on that Ed Sullivan show, you played the piano, you danced, you sang, you played the violin and all these business. And I never saw you do much of any of those things again. What happened?
Yes, I do. I don't have much time to play the piano and violin, but I might play a violin here a little bit. I do that. In fact, I had a violin sequence in my shows, in quite a few of them, in London.
As a matter, I know it's not your image.
As a matter of fact, only 4 days ago, I played a whole composition on the Jerry Bishop show on the violin.
One last question. I mean it. Tell us how your little boy is. Your little boy that had the trouble with the lion.
He's right here with me in Biloxi. And so is Miklos. Zoltan is here. He's the one with the accident. And Maria, who is 3, is with me, too.
You know, you've gotten terribly British since... Well, your Carnaby clothes and your act are terribly fetching, and I suppose that is influenced by your trip to Carnaby.
Yes, darling, it really is. I'm terribly influenced of late by London. I think it's lovely. That's very northern, though. In the north of England, I must give you a funny anecdote. There were two sort of dowager-type ladies, you know, they blew their miniskirts, and they really did, and they're standing outside of my Rolls Royce, and they're peering at me, and they go, "Oh, ain't she lovely? She's so young." And it just really cracked me up. And so that's the north of England. They have a wild accent there, and you don't know what they're saying, but it's terribly kicky, you know. I freaked out on the north of England accent. I might sing a whole... I want to sing Georgie Girl.
You should. You're not Georgie Girl, but you're that beat anyway.
Maybe I really am Georgie Girl.
We thank you for talking to us now and taking the time. And for also, we thank you for doing a darn good show, really.
Thank you, darling. You're really wonderful. I'll bless you.
Thank you, Jane Mansfield.
Bye.
Jane Mansfield. Her last interview, she was 34.